keep it locked in. But for right now, enjoy the tunes, It Don't Come Easy by Ringo Starr. I'll be with you in 2 minutes. And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Monday afternoon. If you're listening in the greater Boston area or even across the United States on the TuneIn Radio app, always appreciate it. We got a lot to get into today. I mean, what a Monday. A Monday on the day after the Oscars. In fact, the Oscars, which was last night, wasn't just some ordinary Oscars that we all witnessed. If anything else, it was probably one of the wildest, if not the wildest Oscars that we've seen in our lifetime, if probably not all time. And I don't think it's hyperbole to say that one bit. So yes, I'm going to start talking about what happened at the Oscars last night to start the show. And if you have any thoughts, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Because let me give you my personal rundown from last night. Last night, I am making my way back home. You know, spent a little bit of time, you know, with the lady. And I'm on the T and I'm on Twitter at around, it's like maybe around 10:40-ish. About 10:40. I'm heading home. And for some reason or another, not even 5 minutes later, Twitter literally explodes. Explodes with shock and utter disbelief. Will Smith is sitting in the crowd. He's laughing at Chris Rock. And Chris Rock tells a joke. To some, that may or may not have sat well, to say the least. And that's probably putting it mildly. I mean, my gosh. In fact, I'm going to play for you the clip of exactly what happened because it was so stunning that even right now, it is awfully hard to believe as to what exactly led up to that moment. So here it is. Will Smith approaching Chris Rock as he's hosting the Oscars last night. And this is what it sounded like on ABC. So here we go.
Oh, wow!
Whoa! This is the moment that stole the Oscars.
Chris Rock on stage here at the Dolby Theater making a comment about Jada Pinkett Smith, Will's wife. Not the first time it happened. It occurred back in 2016 when Chris was hosting the Academy Awards. And it happened again Sunday night.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
That was the joke. That was the joke that Will Smith found funny at first. Now, I'm going to break everything down as I begin to get into my thoughts and my opinions as to what exactly went down. So, again, I'm going to play for you the joke as to what was said that preempted Will Smith to take action. Here it is.
And it happened again Sunday night.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Rock was on stage to present Best Documentary, but soon after the joke, Smith joined him.
Oh, wow!
As network delays tried to catch up, Smith was caught on camera yelling at Rock to keep Jada's name out of his mouth. As for Rock, the LAPD says he won't press charges.
As you heard the smack through the microphone, I personally couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait, excuse me? Did Will Smith just do what I think he just did? So, again, last night, if you didn't see it live, and if you were on social media, and this is around maybe 10:45 last night, we all had the same reaction that the person next to you more than likely did as well. A G.I. Jane joke gone wrong. And Will Smith is laughing at the joke initially. And if you saw the broadcast, if you've seen the clip by now, and I'm sure it's been viewed by more than 100 million people wherever, Will Smith is laughing. Jada Pinkett Smith is not amused. He gets up and smacks the dog crap out of Chris Rock on the stage. Now, he goes back to his seat and he sits down and he says, keep my wife's name out of your bleeping mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, here is exactly how I feel about that whole situation. So part of me, if this is about to turn into one massively long spiel or rant about what happened, because this kind of moment deserves that kind of rant. And at the risk of offending quite a few people, which I'm about to do right now, be prepared. Because Will Smith, to me last night, further proved to me that he is an absolute sucker, a simp, and frankly, a man who has no backbone whatsoever. None. Zero. Will Smith to me proved to me last night that this is someone who is clearly going through something far deeper than a G.I. Jane joke. Now, if that moment overall does not personify America and its inability to be able to take a joke in 2022, then I don't know what will. But there's more to that part. There's more. Hold on. The problem that I have with Will Smith is this. You're laughing because you think it's funny. But then you see your wife or your partner's reaction, and then you decide to go up on the stage, approach Chris Rock. Based on his reaction, he didn't even expect you to even make the move that you made, and smack the taste out of his mouth. I mean, Chris Rock is so stunned at that moment. Like, what the hell is he supposed to do? So he sat there and smiled awkwardly as Will Smith goes back to his seat like a sad puppy and yells at him and says, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." Now, about the statement about Chris Rock making the joke, in which I said that Will Smith smacking Chris Rock truly epitomizes or personifies America's inability to joke as a whole. Number one, if, and I do mean if Chris Rock knew of Jada Pinkett Smith's medical condition, shame on him. That's number one. Because let's be completely honest for a moment. How many of you honestly and truthfully knew before last night that Jada Pinkett Smith had been battling alopecia going back to 2018? Honestly, not many people did. And it showed on social media. Not many people did know. That's number one. Does it make it okay? No. But supposedly Will Smith and Chris Rock are tight buds, right? So you would think that he would know. Again, I'm not going to assume anything. I'm just a guy who happens to be on radio just spewing my honest opinions. If Chris Rock knew, he was completely wrong. Number one, you don't go after someone's wife. Yes, he has done it before, going back to 2016 when he hosted the Academy Awards. But was he wrong if he knew? Yes. And if he didn't know, maybe it was just a poor taste in jokes. You don't make fun of someone with a medical condition under any circumstance, comedian or not. Let's make that abundantly clear. Now, let's go back to Will Smith for a moment. Will Smith, if you truly, sincerely had a problem, you wouldn't find it funny to begin with. You see, people like to nitpick as to when to be upset about something, when to create and manufacture this outrage, and it drives me absolutely nuts. It truly does. Because let's be honest about something here. If you don't find something funny or you find something offensive, you're not laughing for the first 7-8 seconds after the joke. Because that's exactly what Will Smith did. If you're truly that upset, you do something about it then. You don't wait to look at your partner's reaction to then decide that you want to make a move to show that, oh, I'm the tough guy. I'm the guy with the big balls in this relationship. I'm the guy that's got the pants in the relationship. Because to me, that just screamed that you are highly insecure. If, and then also, in regards to his action, if you're truly that upset, you could have ripped Chris Rock a new one behind stage, away from the global eye of the world television. I'm sure not only it was watched on ABC, but it was watched all across the world. Because in fact, this is how I honestly know. The Japanese broadcast of the Oscars last night had the full unedited version of what happened and what was said. And I shared it quite a few times on Twitter last night. Saw it in its entirety. And if you're truly that upset, there were 500 other ways you could have dealt with it then. You could have talked to Chris Rock behind stage. You could have, you know, spoke to him if, in fact, he was also at the after party last night. You could have decided to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to use this opportunity to raise money on awareness for alopecia. You could have dealt with it 500 different ways. And here's something that Stephen A. said earlier today that I wholeheartedly agree with. Because I do, in fact, carry that same sentiment. As a black man, you cannot, and I mean sincerely, you cannot have moments like this where the world is watching and you got a beef and you decide that now is the time that I want to show I have the biggest sausage in the pants and go up and smack another person of color just to prove a point. And what makes it particularly worse for me is the fact that this is the same individual who a year ago publicly acknowledged that she had a quote-unquote entanglement. So this woman cheats on you and you have been completely emasculated. So spare me the BS of gender roles in this particular moment in time. Your partner cheats on you. And now for the past year, you have been dragged through the mud on social media, through all the jokes, through all the memes. Everyone that's active on social media has seen it all, or roughly just about seen it all. And you want to pick last night with the world watching the Oscars to prove that, nah, I'm going to show that I'm the tougher guy. Like, dude, not only that you came away looking like a sorry puppy, but you look like an absolute simp that has no backbone whatsoever in regards to how you handle the situation and who you are as a man. If you have any opinions on this, call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I got a lot more to say about this. I'm not done. I got a lot more to say because this thing is so deep that I just don't think one segment on this particular situation that happened last night that has all of America, all of sports media talking about it today. Everybody, everywhere you turned, is talking about what happened last night at the Oscars. Yes, because it was that deep. Even if you don't follow sports, this is a big story. And today, it is truly appropriate on this show that we're going to talk about it. You know, one of my teachers in this industry, one of the things that he taught me was, in sports radio, you got to play the hits. What do you mean by that? What are the hot topics of that particular day? This is the hot topic of this day. And I'm sure that this is going to be a hot topic for the next several days. But especially today, the morning after, less than 24 hours after that whole debacle last night for the world to see on ABC at the Oscars, You better damn believe that we're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. You agree with what I say? Cool. Call me. Talk to me about it. If you don't agree or like what I just said, cool. Call me. Talk to me about it. Number is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Before I sign off to the music break, I want to read this. This donations drive PSA donate that as part of my requirements here for 91.5 WMFO. So there's two of these. I'm going to read both of them. So here's the first one. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to gift.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Science, and Engineering. Then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org. and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Part 2. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click your Donations Drive tab to see how you can help keep it freeform. PSA is coming up just next, about 30 seconds. Here we go.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Coming up next, I want to take a deeper dive into this particular story and this particular situation from last night. How deep is this problem? How deep is this issue for Will Smith? And what are the big picture ramifications from this? I'm going to talk more about it and furthermore with you coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Stay young. hear me now? Gonna, won't you hear me now? Gonna, won't you hear me now? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Shoopy Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program. If you're still around and I haven't pissed you off enough, that's good news. I appreciate you for those who have still continued to listen to the program after everything I just literally said during the first segment. I appreciate you. I appreciate you because not everybody's going to agree with me, and that's fine. When you're in the opinion business, that is sports radio or even radio broadcasting in itself, you're going to piss off people. And that's the beauty of it all. Because the harsh reality is this. When you are an opinionated individual and you have a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions on different topics and so forth, not everybody's going to agree with you, and that's okay. One of the things I learned early on is that you are going to piss off more people than you have more people that are going to agree with you. See, being good at what you do does not come from everybody agreeing with you or everybody loving you and so forth. That's not the reality of radio. The reality of radio is you have the unmitigated balls or cojones to say exactly what you're thinking, unfiltered. Obviously, you can't say the seven forbidden words on radio. That goes without saying. For those who work in the radio industry, know exactly what I'm talking about. But you have no fear of saying what you think and how you honestly feel without watering it down because it's too raw and it's too honest for people to handle. And that's just how I like to operate. I am at my best when I'm completely unfiltered. Well, working in radio, I learned that you could be unfiltered and pretty raw without dropping the F-bomb or using too much profanity and so forth. Now, we're going to continue to talk about the situation that happened last night at the Oscars. Yes, this is a sports talk show. I get it. You want to hear me talk sports. But what is the big ticket item of the day? Will Smith delivering the smack? Heard around the world. For those that are saying that it was a punch, stop. It was an open hand smack. For those that are black or ethnic minority, or have lived among black people for a long, extended period of time, you know that there are three laws that us black folks overall, I'm talking about specifically black folks, that we live and die by, basically. You don't spit on another dude or another individual. Open hand smacking someone is basically like you're not even worth punching. I'm just gonna treat you like the worthless scum that you are, basically. That's what a slap like represents, in other words. And if you know, you know. And lastly, if you're gonna straight up disrespect me or my significant other like that, like nah, you gotta catch these hands. So this is the clip. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is the filtered one in which that Will Smith delivers an open hand smack heard across the world last night at the Oscars that we are talking about even at this very hour. Here it is. Hit it.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
You can hear Will Smith laughing.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith.
That is the mic literally on the ABC broadcast going completely. Cut the mic. Stop the absolute video. The video is still being played.
Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Jada.
Like, what you heard in that pause right there, for those of you that are listening to the program and listening on the radio side, that was ABC literally cutting off the mics just moments after it happened. Because at that moment in time, they had no idea what was going to come next. They had no idea what was going to transpire, or in terms of words being exchanged between Will Smith and Chris Rock. There is an interesting point that I want to share with you real quick. And this was shared with me earlier, and I figured that this would be worth talking about. There was a perspective that was shared with me, in which that I want to touch on for a moment, because I think this is a really interesting perspective, but I just do think at the same time, it's not that this is not a topic of conversation, but conversation surrounding this topic is not held enough in open forums. That's where I come into the picture. It says, it was a joke, quote unquote. It's gaslighting, not a joke. Making harsh statements and pretending those statements are jokes is gaslighting. See, here's the thing. In terms of the Will Smith situation, was it really gaslighting? I don't think it was particularly gaslighting. Because again, context is everything. Context is absolutely everything when it comes to applying that theory and as well as that statement to situations. Chris Rock had told jokes on or about Jada Pinkett Smith going back to 2016. This was nothing particularly new. Up until he crossed that line, I didn't need Jada Pinkett Smith to side-eye Will Smith to realize that, yo, that was cold. That was pretty cold. You should be able to have a sense of an idea when you're a comedian. What lines do you or do you not cross? Now, the thing that I will say in terms of gaslighting, I don't think this was a matter of gaslighting. My reason is as follows. When you're making a joke or telling jokes and so forth, I mean, I personally don't consider myself to be a comedian, but oftentimes you're not thinking about how the other person would take it, especially when you're in that circle of individuals and friends that are pretty aware of your work or pretty aware of like the type of jokes that you tell. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily expect to get that sort of an extreme reaction. Let me pose to you this question. And I really want you to think about it. And it's just going to specifically address the older audience that I know that's out there. Do y'all remember the folk or the legendary Don Rickles? If you remember the legendary Don Rickles, call the program right now, because you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I strongly, sincerely advise you YouTube him right now. I'm serious. Because if you don't, you're not going to understand the point that I'm about to make. Don Rickles is truly one of the absolute greatest comedians who ever lived. Been a big fan of his for years. He passed away of old age just a few years ago. Very recently, I think about 5 years ago, he passed away of old age. But man, in his heyday, Don Rickles and Norman McDonald, those are two comedians who Norm McDonald, by the way, who passed away from cancer, sadly. He was still fairly young at the age of, I think, 60 or 58, rather. Those two you could absolutely put on stage as and see which one was going to push the envelope more than the other would. Nothing was off limits. If you watched and remember their performances, you understand and you know. Both men love to push the envelope. And they did it well. Now, you talk about Chris Rock pushing the envelope in terms of what he said. He thought it was going to sit well with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And it didn't. But it goes back to the point that I was making in terms of why I think Will Smith is an absolute spineless simp in the first segment of the program. And the reason is because Will Smith was laughing at first. He found it funny. But then once he saw Jada Pinkett Smith and her displeasure, he decided to react. See, if you're going to defend your wife's honor or your partner's honor, do it wholeheartedly. Do it with the intent that you are going to handle it the right way. I've been very anti-Will Smith in terms of how he handled last night. Because I thought he was wrong all the way through and through. That you don't do. Especially in the black community. You just don't do that. But back to the point in terms of gaslighting. Gaslighting would infer that you are basically minimizing how the other person would feel in regards to their pain or their hurt just to make yourself feel guiltless for what you said or did. In this case, I don't think gaslighting applies. I truly don't see it. Because this wasn't a matter of gaslighting. This was a matter of Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. They were comfortable. They were comfortable in terms of Chris Rock delivering the jokes that he did. Because again, this wasn't his first time telling jokes about Jada Pinkett Smith. There's a long history of this. Last night, for some reason, it pushed a button and it pulled a trigger. What that trigger was, I don't know. But like I said in the first segment, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to go even deeper. You have to really believe that there is something far more deeper than him getting up and slapping the bejesus out of Chris Rock. I sincerely believe that. If you don't see it, I can't help you. Because we all know by now, with everything that Will Smith has gone through the last year plus since the whole entanglement came out and the stories and the truth was unveiled regarding the true nature of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's marriage, their marriage being, of course, an open marriage, meaning that we're married, but you can go and screw other people. Oh, the guy can go out and screw other women. Oh, she's also married, but she can go out and basically get screwed by other men. But ever since the truth was revealed a year ago, all the way up to now, we have seen a transformation in Will Smith's behavior and as well as his mannerism, as well as how he carries himself. We all have seen it. We're not going to pretend to live under a rock. That is something that we're not going to do. But what I find amazing in all of this is the people who are saying that, yes, woo, Will Smith, yes. And then, of course, you're going to have those individuals out there. You're going to have the ladies out there that are going to be like, well, if my man doesn't defend me the way that Will Smith defended Jada Pinkett Smith last night, then I don't want him. All I can do is literally put cotton balls in my damn ears and say, la 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 la, I don't want to hear it, la 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 la. That's all I can do. Like, seriously. Because you know that's coming. I'm sorry. You and I know that. You and I know based on social media and how folks love to follow social media trends, that's already happened, I'm sure. Some poor guy has already received that kind of question or that kind of prompt from their significant other. I'm willing to bet money on it. If you have any thoughts, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. Can't believe we're already approaching 5:45 on this Monday afternoon, and we have a lot to get into. Between now and 7 o'clock, that is how long the program will be going. And, whew, man, I'm telling you, listen, we still have to talk about the Bruins. We still got to talk about the big news surrounding the Boston Celtics today regarding their loss of Robert Williams. Oh, man, because that one was a real kick to the gonads, to say the least. That and much more is coming up during the 6 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. Coming up next. Where do the New England Patriots go from here? Because today we finally got some clarity as to what exactly they have been doing or up to this offseason. I want to tell you my thoughts on everything that went down today and what was said. That and much more coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Take a little time.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch-Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. And while we have about 10 minutes remaining in the first hour of the show, before our hour number two of the show begins at 6 o'clock, I figured that I'd spend some time talking about a breaking story that happened about an hour or so ago. And I think that this is worth talking about because as much as we oftentimes celebrate all-time great baseball players and great athletes across professional sports, it was this particular news that really took me aback. Albeit not shocking, but rather still astounding that it has finally happened. So for those of you that don't know or have not heard about the news just yet, Albert Pujols has announced that this season, the 2022 season, in which that, by the way, he just signed a one-year deal with the, guess who, the St. Louis Cardinals for the 2022 season, will be his last season in Major League Baseball. It blew me away in a sense of, this is so perfect. When he signed that 10-year deal back in 2012, after he won the 2011 World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals, I actually was hoping that there would be a day that, if possible, he could return back to St. Louis for one more year to play with the Cardinals for one more year before he retired. And that dream came to fruition. And not only just that, this season will be the final year of Albert Pujols' surefire Hall of Fame career. And also, I think it's imperative that I touch on this particular topic when it comes to Albert Pujols. Because it's not often in sports that a player leaves a city that he is absolutely revered, beloved, and worshiped in. When you talk about being the best right-handed slugger of your generation, undoubtedly, he leaves St. Louis after the 2011 season. He goes to Anaheim. He goes to the Los Angeles Angels. And we all know how that went. Only one postseason performance and one All-Star game appearance in those 10 years that he was in Anaheim. Now, as we all remember, he split time between the Angels, and then after he got released by the Angels last season, he signed on with the Los Angeles Dodgers and so forth. But he was nowhere near the player that he was in Anaheim, that he was the first 11 years with the St. Louis Cardinals. And for those of you that are, let's say, 20, 21, or 22 years old, it is truly a shame that you didn't really get to appreciate and cherish just how special Albert Pujols was during those 11 years that he was in St. Louis. We're talking about specifically from his rookie season in 2001 all the way to the end of the 2011 World Series. Those 11 years, Albert Pujols defined an entire generation. He defined a model of consistency that you absolutely did not see anywhere else, or was as consistently as dominant, without PEDs, I might add, in an era in which that Pujols truly stood above all the rest. I mean, think about it. Albert Pujols, when his career first began, he was playing at the old Busch Stadium, that old circle stadium in the middle of downtown St. Louis, in which that, he would hit those long home runs into the upper deck. And Mark McGwire once said back in spring training of 2001 that this guy was going to absolutely be the future and that this guy was going to be something extremely special. And Lord knows, did we truly get a glimpse of that in 2001? And from that season, you thought, well, can he really duplicate this again? He's probably going to take a step back. He got better and better and better and better. And, for me, Albert Pujols is the best right-handed hitter that I've seen in my lifetime. Yes, better than Manny Ramirez. Better than Alex Rodriguez. Like, honestly, we talk about greatness that extended over a prolonged stretch of period of time. Pujols was that guy. He was the absolute heart and soul of the St. Louis Cardinals. And for him to return back to St. Louis where it all began, and he had the greatest years of his career in St. Louis, is truly the most befitting way that a player who is surefire Hall of Fame bound can end his career. It's the best way possible. In fact, I saw a quote during the music break in which that he said that his hope is to actually get inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame the same exact year that his friend and close friend of many years, Yadier Molina, gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. And frankly, there's a pretty damn good chance that it could happen. Because Yadier Molina, as you all may remember, this is his final season as well. He announced it when he signed his final contract that 2022 was going to be his final season in the major leagues as well. So, how amazing is it? You got Adam Wright back in St. Louis. You got Yadier Molina, the beginning of his final season in the major leagues. And then you bring back Albert Pujols, the first 11 years of his career, defined by greatness and defined an era in Cardinals Nation that, in all likelihood, will never be replicated again. How special is that? In fact, I'm so excited just to watch Cardinal games this upcoming season to see Albert Pujols. Yes, he's not going to be an everyday player. He was brought in to be a right-handed bat coming off the bench. And what more can he possibly ask for? Like, the Cardinals are already set at first base with Paul Goldschmidt. So they don't need Pujols to play every day. But I'm sure he can be available in select games that Goldschmidt maybe needs a day off or whatever. That's pretty good. But I am fired up to see just how much St. Louis is going to welcome him back on opening day. It's going to be emotional because everybody knows that this is it. This is going to be it now. And Pujols is now about to pull the curtain down on what has been truly a remarkable and legendary career. And I think that it was truly befitting that it's worth talking about this on this show, because for me, this tells me that, damn, we're getting old. Pujols' first season in the major leagues, I was 9 years old in the spring and summer of 2001. Now, I'm 30 years old. I'll be 31 in October. And Pujols is about to call it a career at the end of this season, whenever that it ends for the St. Louis Cardinals. Man, an era in Major League Baseball is coming to a close. And I got to witness it. I got to witness it almost from the beginning. And that in itself is special. It is special when you talk about the place that Albert Pujols has carved for himself in the annals of Major League Baseball history. It's pretty solid. It's pretty much cemented. how excited are you? Like, how are you feeling? Because me, I'm trying not to get emotional about this. And I'm not even a Cardinals fan. That's the funny part. I'm not a Cardinals fan whatsoever, but I'm a baseball fan. But this is an enormous deal for Major League Baseball fans.